representing the Muslim Council of Britain, who see every day racist, Islamophobic hate crimes on Muslim communities up and down the country. I'd like you to please give a warm welcome to Tala Ahmed.
Friends, there's no better way than to spend time with you here today. And if you hear our government, you'll feel that we're a broken nation. No money for NHS, no money for teachers, no money for nurses, no money for police officers. You know, so you'd be thinking, probably we live in one of the poorest countries in the world. But then when you see all these multi-million pound properties being bought every day and left empty, you'd get a completely different picture. So the problem isn't that we don't have money. The problem is that we've got a government that lacks will to stand for all people. Yeah. You know, it's great to say we'll build a country for everyone. And it's great to say they would be governed by a government that doesn't stand for elites. But we don't want sound bites. We don't want headlines. What we want is to see, you know, actions on the ground. And it is on that point, you can't build government based on justice unless the politics driving it is based on justice. Yeah. And you know, on that note, last night many of you anxiously observed the news from Turkey. I didn't hear our Prime Minister saying anything. I didn't hear our Foreign Secretary condemning it. And that is a disgrace. You can't build a just government when our Prime Minister, our ministers are so silent. And let me end with this. You know, let me end with this. There's a real crisis in our country, a crisis of leadership, leadership to stand up for ordinary people. There are families who are being separated because they don't earn good enough money, because our Prime Minister didn't believe they deserve a family. There are families who don't have a roof over their head because these government don't think that they deserve a decent accommodation. But we can change it. Last night we've seen tanks and bullets are nothing when people stand firm on the face of tyranny. And we can do it here in this country. And we will fill the squares and streets every part of this country until this government stand up for everyone and genuinely creates a fairer and better country. And we will not stand for divisive politics. We will not stand for racist policies. We will not stand when so many of our citizens are targeted. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.